Hey guys, I'm not gonna lie, I had to redo the intro again because I initially started off this podcast and I had this like, I'm not sure, it was like, it gave me a James Bond villain type of vibe. It was like, hello, hello, hello. It was just like really slow with like three deep long pauses. I'm not sure, it just didn't feel right. It felt like, felt kind of creepy and I didn't like it coming out of my mouth. I was just like, ew. So I had to redo this, do the intro. Today, the podcast, I'm not sure what the podcast is going to be about. I originally wanted to do it earlier because tomorrow morning, I'm waking up around like, probably around like 6:50. So not like too early, not too early. You're like an early bird, so that's not early at all, but I'm going surfing with a few friends tomorrow morning, so that should be fun. I also have my exam tomorrow, and honestly, I didn't really study too much today. I just feel like, I just feel drained. I feel like a jelly donut when someone injected, like, a thing to take out the jelly, and I'm just the shell of the donut with no jelly in. You know? Someone, like, stabbed a syringe in and just took out the jelly, and then it's just the shell, and I'm like, sweet and kind. No, I'm joking. I'm just like, I'm not an empty shell of a person because that sounds like so dead. But I'm like, I'm not driven right now. I'm like a free spirit. Wait, a free spirit just trying to find its wings, trying to let it fly. Not really. I'm gonna do the work, but I'm gonna surf tomorrow morning, then get back and be like, work time, and I just do the work. I also heard that, Waverly, I know, this is so late that, never mind, I was just gonna say, I started this so late that I've got the gossip of the day, basically, already known, but I heard that Waverly dyed her hair today. Wait, highlighted her hair. Because I thought she, I didn't know there's a difference between highlight and like dye. And then she was like, I said highlight, not, I'm not gonna go blonde. It's like, I was like, it wasn't, that sounded like it was a sassy moment. So, that sounded like it was a sassy moment, but it wasn't. It was just like, no, it's just a light bit, it's just lighter bits of highlight. That's what the actual response was. I thought, like, highlights, I'm not sure. I thought it was the same thing as dying. But it's not, so, you know, learn something new every day. Today, I'm trying to think what happened. I gave Mono a walk. There were quite a few surfers out this afternoon, but it should be good tomorrow. I'm starting to get into the country vibe again. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know what your views are on country music. I'm not, like, a big country guy. But there's, like, a season for it. Like, during driving in summer, I always feel like if I'm just, like, driving for driving, or, like, I'm just driving to, like, kind of chill, it's a country vibe, I feel like. It's just, like, kind of gets you in the moment. Also, I'm not sure if I've already mentioned this. I feel like I have, or maybe I haven't. I'm just gonna say it again, because if I haven't, then you'd be on the edge of the seat if I didn't say it. But I suggest, I don't think you're gonna like this music, because it's not like my typical music either, really. It's kind of like, it's like British rap. Well, it is British rap. But the stories that he tells in his rap is just insane. And I recommend, like, on Spotify, listening to Dave. It's, like, not so much his music, but the stories that he tells. And, like, I'm not sure. I like his song's location. Like, the song location is good. Environment is good. Like, he tells some insane stories and, like, his perspectives on life. And then, like, the album called, like, Psychodrama or something. I don't know. Psycho, yeah, psychodrama. The one called Psychodrama is, like, he has a psychiatrist that he goes to, and, like, it was just basically going through, like, some stories, and all of his songs are very, like, smart, and there's so much behind it that you can, like, research it up, and it's interesting. But, yeah, it's just, he's kind of a good musician. Sorry, I'm just getting a lot of texts from Wavy right now, and it's like getting me all excited. You know, I'm not sure if you get the same thing, but like if I get multiple texts from you and like in a quick type of thing, I just kind of like it builds me up, like gets me excited. You can tell just in my voice just then. It's like it gets me excited. It's like, what's coming next? What's coming next? What's coming next? And I'm just like, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I'm not sure what I'm expecting, because I get so excited that it's like almost equivalent to like Christmas or something. Sometimes it's like, this is gonna be like, what is it? And sometimes it's just like normal text, and it's not like a letdown because it's still like cool, but sometimes I'm just like building it up in my head, like she's gonna say something like, I've got a new dog, or like, I'm not sure, something wild, and I'm just gonna be like, what? I'm not sure what to expect. Yeah, never mind. I feel like that was really kind of dumb. I feel like everyone kind of has like dumb moments, but sometimes I feel like I just say stuff and I'm not sure. Yeah, sorry, with those multiple texts, I'm just getting so excited that I was, like, trying to read it, but as I mentioned before, I can't do multitasking that well, so I was, like, trying to read it, but I didn't know how to talk at the same time as reading, so now I have to wait, and that's the only problem with this, because when I get text from Waverly during this, I, like, get excited, and I want to see it, and then I can't read it because then the podcast goes down the drain, and that's not good. Just because this quickly came on my mind, because I was just talking to my dad today, a fun little British saying that will like guarantee your Britishness is sometimes, like, because it's been a while since I've actually like lived in England, like I've been there quite a bit, but actually like lived there because that was like 4 years ago, sometimes like the language in England, like, it changes so much quicker than it does here. I feel like, like, whenever I go back, there's new slang, and there's new, like, new words that they use. Like, motive is party in England, and chat. Well, chat is the kind of same thing here. It's like, if you're chatting with someone, it's like, you're kind of, flirting or something on the chirps. Yeah, but I feel like British people would create, slang quite a bit, but a little saying in England is, I feel like the dog's bollocks, and like you're using like the context, like, I feel like the dog's bollocks, and that basically comes from I'm trying to think if it's the bulldog's bollocks or if it's just the dog's bollocks. I think it's either one, but that comes from the saying that dogs always lick their, like, balls. And so, when you feel like, I'm not sure, when you feel like the man, or, like, if you do something good and you just feel like the man, or, I'm not sure, when you walk into a party and everyone's like, whoa, you're, like, the dog's bollocks. It's just basically from the saying that dogs like to lick their balls, and you just feel like attention or something like that. It's a weird saying, but it is a saying. So, that's a little language you know, little, I forgot the, I call it slang, but I thought, oh, a little saying, that's a little saying for you to use, that'll keep you, I'm not sure, yeah, I'm trying to think if it would be weird if an American said it, though, because there's, like, I'm not sure, my English friends and things like that, and, like, the most people that I know, they were, like, friendly to Americans, but they're, like, Americans, like, the stigma of, like, just thinking they're the best and things, so, like, not too many English people are, like, I'm not sure, too accepting of their, of the culture into England, I'm not sure, there's, like, different groups within England, like, some are more accepting, but then the, like, traditional English ones are very much, like, not too, like, accepting. They're, like, pub, and they're, like, I'm not sure. That's just my own experience coming from, like, my background in England, but I know a few Americans that have been there, and they said they loved it, so, obviously, like, maybe it's just some of my friends. Also, as I'm laying in bed, I just realized that my bed's full of sand. Like, it feels like I'm sleeping on sandpaper. I'm not sure. Like, it is actually filled with sand. I didn't even know how much sand there was in it. So I'm thinking maybe when I go to Waverly's, I'll probably be really pale and really smooth, because it feels like I'm sleeping on sandpaper. So if I, like, roll around, it's just gonna, like, what is it? Rub off my skin and make it pale and make me smooth. But I'm gonna end it here. It's gonna turn 11:11 in literally a couple of seconds. So I'm gonna wait till 11:11. Okay, it's 11:11. So I love you. Make a wish. If you don't make a wish, I'll save it for you. And have a great day. Oh, you are making a wish. You just texted me 11:11. Go. Yeah, so have a fantastic, lovely day. Bye.